This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The prosecutorial abuse that we're seeing under Robert Mueller right now just shows you that government can destroy your life merely by accusing you of a fictional crime. They can bankrupt you simply by attacking you on the legal front and forcing you to hire multiple lawyers and file motions to dismiss and all these things that you have to do if you are merely accused by government. And Robert Mueller and people like him, like James Comey and so on, they routinely abuse the power of government. They use it as a weapon against the people because they know that they, people like Mueller, are backed by unlimited funding. They've got the full power of the government rallied against one target at a time, one intended target, an individual who doesn't have an unlimited budget to defend themselves. And so any person can be brought to the brink of bankruptcy or personal destruction by people like Robert Mueller. They will create fictional accusations against you and then leak them to the press. So they'll destroy your reputation. They will destroy your credibility. They can get you fired from your job. All they have to do is accuse you and then leak it to the media. And as long as the media doesn't like you either, i.e. because you're either a Trump supporter or a Second Amendment supporter or a member of the independent media, as long as the press doesn't like you, they'll go along with it. They will collude with the FBI or the special prosecutor or the DOJ, and they'll smear you in the media. Citing anonymous leaks from the DOJ, this is what they do, or anonymous leaks from the special prosecutor's office, or anonymous leaks from the FBI. And then you find your career is destroyed, your reputation is destroyed, and you've got legal bills mounting up to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. This is what happened to General Michael Flynn. This is what's happening to Roger Stone. This is what's happening to Alex Jones with all these frivolous lawsuits that are being filed against him. This is the weaponization of government and twisted, broken justice against the American people. And it's all out in the open right now. It's all evident for anybody to see and notice, to say, whoa, this is abusive government, abusive power. This is not the America that we thought we were defending. This is not the land of the free and home of the brave. This is the land of tyrants and authoritarians who weaponize government to target innocent people and bankrupt them simply because they don't like you, or they don't like your speech, or they don't like who you voted for. It's what Robert Mueller has become, an absolute authoritarian tyrant, what you might call a terrorist of the law, where he uses the system of law and selective prosecution to terrorize people. Robert Mueller is a kind of terrorist. He authorizes raids on people, innocent people, at 4 a.m. to raid you at gunpoint and have a SWAT team break down your front door and get you out of bed. You and your wife, in the case of Paul Manafort, yanks them out of bed in the early hours of the morning at gunpoint. For what purpose? Only to terrorize them. These are tactics of terror. These are tactics of, you know, jackbooted thugs. These are Gestapo-style tactics. This is the kind of thing that America tried to get away from with the Revolutionary War. We were tired of living under a king that was the absolute power that could not be questioned and that was subject to no due process and no legal questioning whatsoever. And that's what Robert Mueller has become now. He's become an authoritarian tyrant that apparently no one is willing to stop. No one's willing to stand up to him. No one is willing to question Robert Mueller, except now a few judges are starting to question him and starting to say, this is insane. This is a witch hunt. What you're doing is lawless and out of control. You know, finally, we're starting to see that come up. But you got to understand that this abuse of power is never directed against high-powered Democrats. right? You never saw Hillary Clinton subjected to this. You never saw Barack Obama subjected to this. In fact, the power of the state is used to protect those people. The same lawless tyrants running these abuses right now against Trump and his people. You know, bottom line on all this is, if we want to live in a free country, we've got to rein in this out-of-control, tyrannical, authoritarian government. I mean, the government has become the greatest danger to our liberties and our freedoms. When government targets you, they can destroy your life in so many different ways. And as Robert Mueller and others are proving, they are willing to do it. They have no qualms about destroying your life as long as they can get away with it. And as long as you're a political enemy of those that they're trying to protect, they will do anything. They'll bankrupt you. They'll throw you in prison. They'll force you to plead guilty to things that you didn't do, like they forced Michael Flynn to plead guilty to lying to the government. They'll sit you down for interviews. They'll interview you five different times on five different days with the same question. And if you don't answer that question exactly the same way every time, they'll charge you with lying to the government, which is a felony. And yet the government can lie to you with impunity. Well, how is this that we live under a system where the government lies to you all the time and lies to the people, but then if one person lies to the government, even when they don't know they're under investigation, they can be charged with a felony crime? This system is broken. This system is unjust. It is unfair. It is weaponized. It is not representative of the people or even representative of liberty and freedom. The system has to be dismantled and reformed. We cannot tolerate a country where people like Robert Mueller have just unrestricted, unbounded ability to criminalize anyone that they want to target merely by accusing you and dragging you into the court process. They can bankrupt you and ruin your life. And Robert Mueller knows that, and he has used those weapons time and time again throughout his history to target specific people and destroy their lives and put innocent people in jail for years, even after he knew they were innocent. When does Robert Mueller face justice? That's my question. When does James Comey face justice? When do these criminal traitors and operatives inside the federal government face their day in court for the crimes that they've committed by weaponizing the government, lying, leaking, doing all these things to target their intended targets, the political targets, political enemies? When does James Comey get arrested? When does Hillary Clinton face charges for obstruction of justice? When does Robert Mueller get not just fired, but indicted to look into his past and uncover his life and raid his house at 3 a.m. and arrest him and surveil all his family members and friends and see what they've done in the past 5 or 10 years? When does that day come? Because that's what this has turned into. It's sad. It's sad that America has turned into this. Very sad. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Watch my video blogs at counterthink.com. And you know, all I want, I just want a system of fair and equal justice under the law. I want everybody to be subjected to the same laws, the same scrutiny, the same rules of due process. If Michael Flynn is indicted for lying to the government, why isn't Hillary Clinton indicted for obstruction of justice? Why are Democrats selectively granted immunity across the board while conservatives and Republicans and Trump supporters are singled out to be punished and criminalized and destroyed? This is not a system of justice. It is a twisted system of treason, collusion, and criminality run by the deep state. And the deep state has got to go. By the way, that's another website I've got, deepstate.news. Check it out. We're going to take America back, folks. Stay strong. There's a lot more coming.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A, healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.